Patriots, as I have long predicted, Joe Biden, Pelosi, and the complicit media, they're trying to explain away this inflation inferno, which was sparked by the terrible policy failures of Joe Biden. They're trying to blame it all, to pin the blame on Putin and the crisis in Ukraine. Now, for an easy analysis of whether or not that is valid, all we need to do is look at inflation rates in the rest of the world, because if it were Putin inspired, we would expect that inflation rates would be soaring, that the rest of the world would be in the same kind of inflationary quagmire that the United States is in, and particularly so for Europe, because they're much more exposed to Russia than we are. But the opposite is true. America is unfortunately an outlier. When we look at the G20 countries and compare it to our inflation rate, which is now 7.9%, these are the only nations with worse inflation rates than the United States. Turkey, Argentina, Brazil, and Russia itself. This is not the economic company that we want to keep. Now let's look at more peer apples to apples comparisons of advanced countries. Our inflation rate is more than three times as bad as Switzerland's, more than twice as bad as France's, and 50% higher than Canada's. This is American exceptionalism, but in the wrong way, and it's all Biden's fault.
Okay, for the audience, I want to get into, because this is inextricably linked, obviously, with what's happening in the world as they try to push it off. But, Cortez, you caught, this is very important, and I want Media Matters to suck on this. Tell me about Rachel Maddow's. No. Because they're trying to do it, and then we out them, they're running for the hills, right? Okay? The Media Matters, everybody should understand, David Brock's Media Matters and the great Madeline Peltz, the head of marketing for War Room, the marketing department for War Room. Thank you, Madeline. Massive Christmas bonus coming, baby. They have become the warmonger party. And let's talk about Rachel Maddow specifically. Rachel Maddow all the time used to say, Ukraine's an ally, this an ally, this an ally. No, Rachel, we called you out and you stopped doing it. It's not an ally. Ukraine is not an ally of the United States of America. It is not, okay? What did Rachel Maddow tweet? And you caught it and they took it down, right? They took it down after we caught them.
So the official site for, and this is Maddow blog on Twitter, their official account, this is what they put up last night, and they did previously put up the clip. They've apparently now removed it. I think they realize how absurd it is. A clip of former ambassador, current Stanford professor McFaul. And I'm quoting exactly. One difference between Putin and Hitler is that Hitler didn't kill ethnic Germans. Let me repeat that. Hitler didn't kill ethnic Germans. German-speaking people. Putin slaughters the very people he said he has come to liberate. That is a quote from Maddow Blog, the official site of the show, with, they did have a video of McFaul making those points. Now, first of all, the idea that Hitler didn't kill Germans and didn't kill German-speaking people, Dietrich Bonhoeffer's soul would like a moment right now with Ambassador McFaul to explain that he and hundreds of thousands of Germans died because of Hitler. People like Bonhoeffer, people like Catholic priests, people like Jews, of course.
How about all the German Jews?
Well,
what are you talking about? Didn't kill Germans.
Disabled Germans,
unbelievable.
Jewish Germans,
unbelievable.
Those who resisted him from the clergy. I mean, this is
gay Germans, right?
This
German
is
gypsies.
So irresponsible, Steve. But here's the thing: This is coming from somebody who once exercised a lot of power in American government and who presently has supposedly incredible credentials. He is a professor, a tenured professor at probably the most elite university, arguably, in the entire world, Stanford University. He has the massive platform of the biggest show outside of Fox News in cable news. Okay, this is a man who ostensibly has some hold on reality. And we see, in fact, this is the hyperbole, the propaganda to try to get the United States more directly involved in this war than we already are, is encapsulated, unfortunately, in this ridiculous assertion by McFaul. That's why I'm making the point, Steve. We're being lied to from every side, from the Russians, from the Ukrainians, and from the American ruling class, including this clown, McFaul, who unfortunately completely denigrated the memory of hundreds of thousands of Germans who were killed by their own leader in World War II.
It's also the meaning of what he's even trying to say, but just back to McFaul, and the only thing I disagree in that entire rant was your thing about Stanford being the most elite, but we'll take that up later. McFaul's the ambassador from the United States to Moscow. He's the Obama guy. Super right. Trump's, you know, Trump's the cloven hoof devil. Trump to him's worse than Putin. Trump to him's worse than Putin. And he's on MSNBC nonstop. Now, the only thing he said that's made sense in the last couple of days, he said, hey, when Zelensky calls on a no-fly zone, he says, you might as well call that the start the World War III zone. So McFaul's at least enough of rationalist there, but he's been out of control.
Well, and by the way, Steve, let's pivot. The point of them taking that clip down, I mean, you know, the internet's forever. That clip's out there. Okay, we're going to have it. We're going to show it. And they need to be held accountable for spreading those kind of just insulting ahistorical lies.
Look, the deep fake at the end of our magnificent cold open, I want to thank my producing team here and also the terrific team in Denver for putting that together. Literally, bang, slamming that together before he launched. That was a little kind of a work of art. They get full credit for it. But that deep fake at the end with the young girl about Paris, right? What percentage of kids in American high schools wouldn't know that was a fake? Hello?
Right.
Okay? The White House, in the middle of a war, which they're saying could be World War III, has TikTok influencers to be briefed by the National Security Council. Excuse me, deplorables, were you briefed yesterday by the National Security Council?
Right.
Whereas the Republican senators that voted in the middle of the night, dead of night, for this atrocious thing about the head, the bill, the $14 billion, had the Republican says, Mitt Romney been to the White House and been briefed by the National Security Council. Mitt Romney up on his toes, wanting to put MIGs in there. He wants to put the MIGs. Well, got to go to the MIGs. Mike Pence over there, virtuous. Yeah, go ahead.
Regarding young people in media, I think this is fascinating, the contrast. So TikTok influencers who are viewed as allies of the Biden regime, they are invited to a special White House briefing. At the same time, former President Trump gives a lengthy and really in-depth and also very entertaining interview with the Nelk brothers, who are a real force among young people. If anybody out there has teenage children, you know, or junior high children or grandchildren, ask them about the Nelk brothers, and they love them, right? That video was taken down from YouTube after 5 million views. Why? Because I think YouTube saw how authentic and powerful and persuasive President Trump was in that interview. But number two, at 5 million views and counting, it was going to start reaching Joe Rogan interview of Malone type numbers, if not even greater. And they knew they had to take that down. So at the same time, you have a disintermediation, you have a censorship of young media influencers only because they chose to interview President Trump. And then you have a complete empowerment of influencers, which the Biden regime believes are going to be helpful to it in supporting its escalation of this war. So it's that contrast, I think, is very telling about the current state of big tech, of media in America, of politics, frankly, in the media, and the fact that in many ways we live in an oligarchy and we have to smash that oligarchy. It was evident just yesterday with those two related instances.
Okay, Fox News and the Gateway Pundit guys just sent me, as we're saying, they loved the opening of the show. They said they have a story, the lust for war. 42 GOP senators, including Mitch McConnell, calling Joe Biden to send MiGs to Ukraine to bomb Russians. And it's got a clip from Fox and Friends today, the great Pete Hegseth over there, with these senators. 42 senators, Republican senators signed that. GOP senators, 42 Republican senators signed this to send the MiGs, right, which everybody knows could trigger our military involvement in a kinetic World War III. Okay, just understand this for the security. Where are those senators about including in this bill one penny for building the wall in the South? This is the problem of the dry rot. But let me be specific about this. There's of those 42 senators, I think, check it right now. Can we check it? Here we go. This is 42 senators. I just sent it to the thing. I don't believe Senator Hagerty of Tennessee signed that. And that is a very important tell. I would respectfully submit, if you're interested in being president of the United States at some time and you want to have MAGA in back of you, it'd be very smart not to have signed that letter. That letter is irresponsible. Right. This is irresponsible. This is the little Marco Rubio, and I hate to say it, the Tom Cotton. These are people that want us to get drawn into the great thinkers and strategists we had in World War II that eventually led to war. Remember, 1939 in Poland, all the way up to Pearl Harbor, that was a slaughter pen. They bombed Britain. They had the Blitz. They had the Battle of Britain. They had the fall of France. That's all in Western Europe. But the slaughter pen, Hitler turned on the Russians in June of 1941, and that was a slaughter pen. That's when they blew through the Ukraine, all the way going to Kursk and going to Stalingrad, the siege of Leningrad, all of it. It was a slaughter pen. And what did President Roosevelt run in 1940? He said he promised and committed to the American people, under no circumstances would we enter into a war in that part of Eurasia, even for Western Europe. But it was unthinkable to get involved in a military kinetic conflict, unthinkable for the architects of World War II. Please remember this because they don't want to talk about it. On December 7th, when the Imperial Japan, Tojo and this guy's bombed Pearl Harbor and Manila and all that in the Pacific, the next day, Roosevelt, and they discussed this in detail. They debated this internally in detail. He went and declared war on Japan because they basically attacked us and declared war on us. They did not declare war on Nazi Germany. Under no circumstances, still at that time, would we be drawn into a kinetic conflict in Europe. We had already done it in World War I. It was only when Adolf Hitler, 2 days later, because of his secret treaty with Japan, and he thought that we're going to win this thing. I got Russia pinned back. They swept America. They're sweeping America out of the Pacific. We can control the Eurasian landmass. I think we got this. He declared war on the United States of America. And then as a fact, perfunctory, we declared war on him. Remember, we are not to get into kinetic conflicts lightly. Okay, to get into kinetic conflicts lightly. Steve Cortez, let's go back to the inflation, because right now, and John, sure, the great John Lott is talking to people too. The New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post is all sitting there. Inflation is because of the war. Right. It's everything is pre-war and post-war. It's all inflation. Is that a bald-faced lie, Steve Cortez?
100%. It is a 100% lie, and this inflation that we're enduring in the United States is 100% due to Joe Biden. That chalk talk, I give some of the evidence. I give more in a Substack article that I just put up on this exact topic. Look, Steve, there's a couple of points here. First of all, we already had a very significant inflation crisis before things got hot over in Ukraine. We were already in a place of the 1970s economically. Now, what we're doing in terms of escalating this economic war is surely making that existing crisis even worse. And I think we risk going from the 1970s, which is bad enough, into the 1930s. I think that is a very real risk right now of not just sort of a standard vanilla recession, but instead a deep, deep recession, an historic one, and perhaps even a depression. I do believe that the escalation, the unnecessary economic war escalation that Biden's engaging in, brings those risks. But for him to blame principally, or even mostly to blame Putin for this inflation, just is completely contrary to the facts of the case. One of the ways you can determine that is by looking at global inflation rates. And look at how much worse American inflation is than peer countries, than other advanced economies. 2 to 3 times as bad those of Europe. And if anything, European countries are much more exposed to Russia. So if anything, if Putin were the genus, the real cause of inflation, they should be experiencing worse inflation than the United States. In fact, their situation is far better. But even look right next door to us at Canada. Our inflation rate is 50% higher than Canada's. Why? Because Biden and Pelosi and Schumer engaged on an absolute exorbitant orgy of borrowing and spending here in the United States.
Okay, short commercial break. We're in turn with Steve Cortez. I think we're trying to get the Tina Peters crowd out in Colorado. We got a lot going on.